This is Press Conference Extra. I'm Andy Heaton, and I'm joined by Mike McCauley and Mark Fitzgerald ahead of Liverpool's trip to Nottingham Forest tomorrow evening. The manager's finished his pre-match briefing, and it seems like he's finally, well, not so much forgiven himself, Mike, for the results at Anfield earlier in the season, but he's put it into a little bit more context for himself, I think. I get the impression it's something that's kept him up nights.
Yeah, it's really funny because I think Martin was one of the first people I know to notice that the manager was being kept up at night over at Forest result. Like, the way in which he went on about it was bizarre. And Martin obviously brings that in Press Conference Extra and we have a good laugh about it. And it seems like everyone else kind of clocked onto it around that time as well. What's interesting for me is he essentially alludes to, without saying it, that he fought Forest for crap, so he was really upset we lost the game because he thought they were crap. And I was like, well, in hindsight, they look quite good now, so the result's not as bad as I thought it was at the time. And it's really, really funny to me because around the time when he was really bitter about the result, he was saying things along the lines of, we do not lose to Nottingham Forest at home. We cannot lose to Nottingham Forest at home. So I think he has more respect for the result now that they are second. You know, they look a decent team, they look a good team. But yeah, it will forever be funny to me that he was so bitter about the result in the first.
Do you think, Martin, now that, you know, as the manager alluded to, that we're halfway through the season and he sees Forest on the left side of the table as opposed to the right side of the table, he's a bit more, I don't know, sanguine about it? And also, because of that, how much homework do you think he's put into tomorrow? Because I think I don't know where I can imagine he's put an inordinate amount of time and energy into his planning for the game tomorrow.
I mean, I think he hates them. I think he really hates them. He's probably got a derby tattoo or something. Whatever it is, it runs deep. I don't think he's a fan of Nottingham Forest at all. And what I thought was interesting in the press conference was, you know, he did start off by saying that it's always bad to lose at home, and he'd heard that Virgil had only lost one game out of 100 at home, and he was kind of surprised that, you know, Nottingham Forest were the team to do that. But towards the end, when he said, it's halfway through the season, actually, when you consider how much money they've spent, it's not really a surprise where they are. And again, it's just that little dig. I think he hates all things, everything to do with this club.